Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we continue to count down the days to that fateful big encounter in Milwaukee. The first Republican debate. As we mentioned yesterday, Mike Pence now has qualified to be part of that debate. There are eight Republicans who are definitely going to be there. Question mark regarding former President Trump, but we will see. There was an election yesterday. We talked about it a little bit on air, an election in Mississippi, which went very, very much as gathered, and it is now created a situation where there will be a rock'em, sock'em, tough governor's race for the Mississippi governorship coming up, be with a Democratic nominee who has a great deal of energy and money behind him against the Republican incumbent who's expected to win. But the big election news of yesterday was in Ohio, where all of a sudden there was a surprisingly strong turnout. More people turned out in this election in August, which was a special election with basically only one issue. And more people turned out as a percentage of the eligible voters than turned out last year at the time of the primary in May. So this was a very, very big turnout and a big victory for people who favor what they call the side of abortion rights, the pro-abortion community. And is it a pro-abortion majority? The vote in Ohio was a vote which in one way, when you look at the fact that the Republican legislature put this issue on the ballot, you look at it and you say, well, that was stupid. Of course they were going to lose that. And they did. But then again, the fact that they lost it shows you exactly why they put in the vote this way. The vote was 57% no. And what were they voting on? They were voting on a change in the state constitution that would have changed the way you can change the state constitution. That's basically right now, the way it is now, is that if you put a ballot measure in front of the state to vote on, and they already have more than enough signatures, there's going to be a ballot measure this November. Not November of 2024, not when they have a Senate race in Ohio, not when they have a presidential race in Ohio, but this coming November, about 3 months from now, they are going to put on a change in the constitution of the state of Ohio, which has been a very conservative state, carried comfortably for Donald Trump in 2020 and in 2016. And with all that going on, they wanted to change the Constitution so that in order to get a constitutional amendment onto the books that would guarantee a right to abortion, you would need to get not just 50%, which is all you need right now, you would need to get 60%. Well, they had almost 60% no on that proposition, 57%, 43%, overwhelming in every county in the state. And red counties, blue counties, purple counties, sweeping victory. Issue one would have raised the threshold for approving future changes to the state constitution through the ballot box from a simple majority, 50% plus one vote, to 60%. And on the ballot in November, there will be that new initiative that seeks to protect abortion rights. There's a piece in the Hill today saying that since Dobbs, the American people are now face to face with issues involved in the complexity of abortion. For some people, the decision has made the argument more clear, but for many others, their views have changed over the past year since the decision, the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. If your opinion has changed, if it's altered, call us and explain. 1-800-955-1776. Are you still pro-life, but now hold the belief that it should exist, that abortions must exist and should exist with restrictions? There have been so many votes about this issue. Last night, Ohio voted and sent a message, and they sent the same kind of message that was sent in Kentucky, in Montana, in Kansas, and many other conservative states. The Hill says a new poll taken today, a large majority of Americans say abortion is an important issue for them. In a new Economist YouGov survey, the poll published today found that 77% of respondents said abortion rights are either very or somewhat important, while 23% of those surveyed said the issue is not very important or unimportant to them. Now, of course, the 77% would include people who think it's very important to oppose abortion. But when you're talking about 77% think this is an important issue, it's impossible to ignore it. Along political party lines, 87% of Democratic respondents said abortion rights are an important issue, compared with 73% of independent respondents, and, get this, 72% of Republicans. So it's over 70% of independents, of Republicans, and over 80% of Democrats think this is important. There was almost no variation by race, with 78% of black respondents saying abortion rights are important, compared with 77% of Hispanic respondents and 76% of white respondents. There's another poll that we will get into that shows that about two-thirds of Americans say abortion should generally be legal, but only one quarter, 25%, say it should always be legal. How many people believe it should always be illegal? 1 in 10%. 1 in 10, 10%. So the New York Times has a piece, How a Year Without Roe Shifted American Views on Abortion. A new and extensive polling shows public opinion increasingly supports legal abortion with potential political consequences for 2024. Certainly this lopsided vote in Ohio yesterday would go along with that idea. I do think part of the vote, and the reason it was so overwhelming, is when people hear about anything changing the Constitution that is complicated, there's kind of instinct, no, the Constitution is fine. And one of the things about Roe, and that has changed, is that the Roe versus Wade decision gave Americans the luxury of really not thinking about abortion unless they really wanted to, unless they were directly involved in the issue somehow, because it looked like it was all decided by the courts. The courts had upheld it. Well, now it's become a red-hot political issue, because part of what Dobbs did was it said that this was up to each state to decide based upon the sentiments in that given state. Has that gift of Dobbs to take abortion away from the courts and to send it to the democratic process in America, has that undermined democracy? or strengthened it. A 1-800-955-1776. How your thinking has changed, if at all, since the Dobbs decision and the overturning of Roe. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, trying to make sense out of this big vote in Ohio, which had more than 3 million votes cast in all. It was considered an extremely robust turnout. Lots of people coming out because they suddenly care about this issue of abortion. The New York Times, in their analysis, how a year without Roe shifted American views on abortion, the main shift has been to bring them to the forefront. Because, again, if you think back what the world was like 3 years ago, people who were pro-life activists who went to the March for Life every year with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people participating on the pro-life side, there were people who cared deeply about it, but this was not the number one issue for that many Americans. Now it is. The AP reports another poll, brand new, released today. The majority of U.S. adults, including those living in states with the strictest limits on abortion, want it to be legal at least through the initial stages of pregnancy. A new poll from Associated Press National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research found. The poll was conducted in late June, 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Can you believe it's only been a year? Think about that. Conducted in late June, 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, undoing a nationwide right to abortion that had been in place for nearly 50 years because of the Supreme Court decision back in 1973. It comes as state lawmakers in Republican-led states have moved to drastically limit abortion access, and as GOP presidential candidates wrestle with how to approach the issue. While the laws have changed over the past year, the poll found that opinions on abortion remain much as they were a year ago, complex, with most people believing abortion should be allowed in some circumstances and not in others. And let's repeat here what is a very, very clear result of all the studies and all the polls and all the surveys and all the analysis, which is that 95% of pregnancies are aborted. When of the ones that are aborted, that takes place in the first 15 weeks of the pregnancy, which is why it's so ironic that what Justice Roberts was talking about doing when this came before the court was basically validating the law in Mississippi that had been changed that allowed 15 weeks, but then had totally banned abortion after 15 weeks. That's what most Americans believe should happen. But right now we have a different battles in different states that are going on, and some of them very bitter, and none of them helping Republicans, by the way. Overall, two-thirds of Americans say abortion should generally be legal, but only a quarter say it should always be legal, always be legal. In other words, the idea of extending abortion to permit late-term abortions, people are opposed to that. And only 1 in 10 say it should always be illegal. Way that this is covered on CBS News is Ohio votes against issue one in special election. Here's what that could mean for abortion rights. And they point out that a July poll, that's just last month, from the USA Today Network and Suffolk University, found that if they were given a direct vote on a new constitutional amendment, which they will be getting in Ohio in November, with that direct vote, there would be 58% voting yes. Now, that includes still a lot of people who are undecided, but an overwhelming support, an overwhelming landslide going to change the Ohio Constitution. and they say takeaways from Ohio special election. This from CNN. Abortion remains a major driving force. It got voters to the poll. And maybe, just maybe, with all of the people and all of the indications where people indicate that they are not excited about, about either Joe Biden or Donald Trump as president of the United States, a lot of people think this could be a very low turnout election. If abortion comes out as a major national issue, as the polling indicates it is, well, maybe that's wrong. Maybe there will be a big election in terms of participation across the board. GOP efforts to deliver long-promised abortion bans in to the conservative base are triggering the sort of electoral backlash the party was able to escape while Roe v. Wade was enforced. That's what they write at CNN. The November vote on the proposed constitutional amendment will decide the future of abortion rights in Ohio. The state from where a 10-year-old rape victim traveled to Indiana for an abortion last year, days after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. If it is approved, the amendment would trump Ohio's 2019 law that bans abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy without exceptions for rape or incest. It is currently the subject of a court battle. Ohio was once the most important presidential bellwether state, they write. In recent elections, it has shifted right, with former President Donald Trump carrying the Buckeye State twice and Republicans controlling all aspects of the state government. Tuesday's outcome demonstrated that despite the state's rightward drift, Republican opposition to abortion rights continues to hamstring the party, and legislative pushes such as Issue 1 should shift the focus of elections in key states onto politically problematic ground for the GOP. Now, this means a lot in terms of the future of the Senate, because one of the seats that the Republicans had most hoped to gain, and remember, they only need to gain one seat. They need to defend the Republican seats, and there aren't many Republican seats, but there is Sherrod Brown, a very liberal senator representing conservative Ohio. Another Ohio liberal, also named Brown, but Santel Brown, congressman, says this is all about the survival of democracy. Is it really? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie thinks former President Trump owes it to the voters to show up at the first GOP primary debate later this month because he must earn the nomination.
Just because he won it twice doesn't mean he's entitled to win it for a third time. And he may win it, but he needs to earn it. He needs to show up.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire, Christie said it would be disrespectful if Trump skipped the debate. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is back home after going to the hospital for a fall on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the Democrat described the incident as a minor fall in her home. This comes as the 90-year-old senator has dealt with health issues over the last year. There's one lucky Mega Millions ticket in Florida worth $1.58 billion. A ticket matched all the winning numbers in last night's drawing for the first time since April. John Schaefer, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the veteran ambassadors and foreign policy experts, somebody who has been for years president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, now says that the greatest danger to America is not from abroad. It's not Russia, it's not China, it's not North Korea, it's not Iran, it's us. It's the collapsing faith in American institutions and the collapsing faith in American democracy. One of the things that is extraordinary is that there's so many polls, so many indications that right now there are people who believe that democracy is in danger. And some of those people believe democracy is in danger because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Because this is a visceral issue to many, many people on both sides of the issue. If you're someone who has had a change in opinion, a change of viewpoint regarding abortion since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, a year ago, give us a call. There are, in fact, two different stories in the news where people directly involved say there are broader implications for democracy in America. One has to do with a vote in Ohio. The other has to do with another state that used to be, like Ohio, a swing state, Florida. Remember, Florida was decided by 527 votes in 2000. Amazing, that's a quarter century ago. But It used to be so close, but Florida's become a much more conservative state, just like Ohio has. But that doesn't stop people like Santel Brown, who is a representative in Congress of the 11th District in Ohio. He actually says that what happened yesterday in the Buckeye State was a litmus test. Listen.
This was about freedom, and I think the people of Ohio demonstrated that they wanted to protect their right to make their own health care decisions, and that's what this barometer and litmus test demonstrates in the state. And I believe history has proven Ohio is the pathway to victory when it comes to American politics. And so we look at this as a litmus test, and we are thankful that when the votes are all counted, that this issue will have failed, and we will not only have saved democracy in Ohio, but potentially across the country.
We will have saved democracy. Okay, what it means, Congresswoman Brown makes clear, what it means is just that there will be a chance to vote on a proposed constitutional amendment to guarantee a right to abortion in Ohio. That is coming this November, a year before the election. And with three different Republicans, one of whose names was LaRose, who is a Secretary of State of the state of Ohio, he had been pushing this Proposition 1. He had been, some people say, the front-runner GOP for the nomination to go against Sherrod Brown, the incumbent Democratic senator. The future of the Democratic Party and the future of the control of the U.S. Senate could very well turn on this issue in Ohio, with Sherrod Brown seeming to be out of touch and out of step with an increasingly conservative state. Or is it? I mentioned that there was also elsewhere the DeSantis creating all kinds of difficulty by suspending a state attorney. And it was a state attorney named Monique Worrell who DeSantis said is she wasn't doing her job because prosecutors have a duty to faithfully enforce the law. Here is Governor DeSantis about this controversial decision. This is clip 18.
The state of Florida is a law and order state, and that means we support the men and women who wear the uniform, who protect and serve. It means we have strong policies to hold criminals accountable for their misconduct. Prosecutors have a duty to faithfully enforce the law. One's political agenda cannot trump this solemn duty. Refusing to faithfully enforce the laws of Florida puts our communities in danger and victimizes innocent Floridians. Accordingly, I am today announcing the suspension of State Attorney Monique Worrell from the 9th Judicial Circuit, effective immediately. Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the 9th Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict so as to constitute both neglect of duty and incompetence.
Okay, among the other things against Monique Worrell was a guy who was arrested for sexual battery of a minor and while already on probation. So then he was let out of jail again on bond, and then he proceeded to shoot two police officers. Here is the way that State Attorney Monique Worrell, however, defended her position on this. Listen, clip 16.
If we're mourning anything this morning, it is the loss of democracy. I am your duly elected state attorney for the 9th Judicial Circuit, and nothing done by a weak dictator can change that. This is an outrage. 3 years ago, I was elected by the people of the 9th Judicial Circuit to lead this circuit. And yes, to do things unconventionally, to do things differently. But I didn't hide. I didn't say that I would do things and I didn't do them. I didn't say I wouldn't do things and not did them. I did exactly what I said I would do, and that is what you want from an elected official.
Okay, what you want from an elected official is vigorous enforcement of the law, especially against violent criminals. Speaking of which, a breaking news on NBC is the FBI fatally shot a man in Utah who allegedly had threatened President Biden, District Attorney Alvin Bragg of New York, and others. Agents were attempting to serve a search warrant at the Provo home of the suspect when he was shot and killed. The FBI investigation involved the suspect making alleged threats against politicians and public figures. According to charging documents obtained by NBC, the suspect was identified in charging documents as Craig Deliu Robertson. On Monday of this week, Robertson allegedly made a threat referencing Biden's trip to Utah this week, which we had talked about, saying he needed to prepare his camouflage and sniper rifle. Robertson's alleged threat to Bragg included calling him a political hack linked to George Soros and plotting to assassinate him in a parking garage, the charging document said. Now, we'll find out more about this, but for people who want to defund the FBI or dispense the FBI, if there are people out there who are planning violence against politicians, against people on the Democratic side or the Republican side, it's problematic, no? And appropriate for somebody issuing warnings like this to not to be shot necessarily, but it says they were attempting to serve a search warrant, and that it is unclear how the shooting and the death unfolded. It is more clear how the Republican debates, plural now, because both the first and second debate have been scheduled, with some details about the rules. We'll tell you about that coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small,
your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there's news on the debate front. No, we don't have a definitive decision as to whether President Trump is going to choose to participate or not. The betting seems to be that he won't, that he is so far ahead in Republican primaries, especially the Iowa caucuses and then the New Hampshire primary, that why should he take a chance on participating in a debate where the other people on stage are people who are getting much lower levels of support than President Trump. The Fox News has announced, and they're hosting the first debate. This is on August 23rd, 2 weeks from tonight. The Republican presidential candidates have received the format for the first RNC debate of the season. Fox News will host the debate with joint anchors Martha McCallum and Bret Baier moderating, two of the most respected individuals from Fox News. The debate will run for 2 full hours. There won't be any opening statements. Candidates will have 1 minute to answer a question and 30 seconds for follow-ups. And yeah, or to try to identify who they are, because there are going to be a bunch of faces, including Vivek Ramaswamy, who are up there on the debate stage, who aren't familiar. The debate will run for 2 hours, no opening statements. Candidates will have 1 minute to answer a question, 30 seconds for follow-ups. And Students for Young America's Foundation will deliver pre-taped questions. Candidates will have 45 seconds for closing remarks, so those will be fairly carefully prepared, I suspect. The venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy became the first candidate to officially qualify in all details for the debate after he became the first one to sign the RNC pledge to support the eventual GOP presidential nominee, no matter who it is. The RNC picked Fox Business to host the second Republican primary debate. This is Fox News hosting the first one. The second one is Fox Business. That one will take place at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley on September 27th. The committee also announced that Univision and Rumble will be partners for the second debate. There's also this announcement, which is kind of a shock. even though we had talked about it before and it was kind of coming along and it could have happened, well, it happened. Tech billionaire Larry Ellison, one of the principals who helped create Oracle, is just written an eight-figure check. Okay, what does eight figures mean? It means it's more than $10 million. it's a substantial check. He just wrote that for a check for a super PAC backing Senator Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, who is often in the polling running either third or fourth in the Republican field. That's a very powerful indication that the kind of surge that people have been expecting from Tim Scott, he's particularly paid attention to Iowa, where evangelical Christians make up a very big part of the Republican electorate. And Tim Scott is of the Republican candidates, along with Mike Pence, the most outspokenly Christian. The question will be, would they divide those available evangelical votes in Ohio, Tim Scott and Mike Pence, so that to hand an easy victory for President Trump. President Trump, meanwhile, it reports in the New York Times, is trying to add a layer of empathy to his indictments by telling supporters that they are not about him, they were about them. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you, the former president told a crowd of his disciples yesterday in Windham, New Hampshire. We played you some of that as it came out live. Whereas Trump adopted the grievances of voters during his previous two presidential campaigns, this one appears to be more about him and his personal legal issues. For instance, he had this to say about an opponent who he refers to regularly as Crooked Joe Biden. Remember Crooked Hillary? Well, now we've got Crooked Joe Biden. This is President Trump, clip four from Windham, New Hampshire. Listen.
How can my corrupt political opponent, Crooked Joe Biden, put me on trial during an election campaign that I'm winning by a lot, but forcing me nevertheless to spend time and money away from the campaign trail in order to fight bogus, made-up accusations and charges? That's what they're doing. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on bullshit because his attorney general charged me with something.
Okay, and he also had some words, part of which you have heard yesterday on this show live, about Chris Christie and some of his personal habits and standards. President Trump, much less a fan of Chris Christie, since Chris Christie has been such a harsh critic of President Trump. Listen.
The others are at like 12. One is at 12. I think that's the sanctimonious, but he's rapidly being caught by Ramaswamy. Who's good? No, Christie's he's eating right now. He can't be bothered. Sir, please do not call him a fat pig. That's very disrespectful. Don't call him. See, I'm trying to be nice. Don't call him a fat pig. You can't do it.
Well, it kind of looks like he just did. There was also another town hall in New Hampshire, and Ron DeSantis, showing off his education a little bit, quoted from the Federalist Papers, quoted from Federalist 45 from memory about the powers of the state and the federal government. Here is the alternate view in a New Hampshire town hall by Governor DeSantis. Clip 11.
Which policies and laws really stick with the states, and which other policies might actually would you extend to the U.S.?
Well, I think that we'll keep with the Constitution. The powers delegated under the proposed Constitution, James Madison wrote, are few and defined. Those remaining to the states are numerous and indefinite. So, yes, there's things we've done in Florida we're really proud of. They're just not necessarily going to be as applicable. There's other things in Florida that we've done, you know, that would be applicable. But I would say the most thing that's applicable is just the approach to governing. You know, we have a situation where we have the second lowest per capita debt to person ratio in America, second lowest tax per capita in America. We run big budget surpluses, and we've paid down almost a quarter of our outstanding state debt. I vetoed wasteful spending throughout my time as governor. Why can't we take that same fiscally conservative approach to Washington and discipline the Congress and make sure that the Congress stops spending us into oblivion? If they put a bloated bill on your desk as president, you have every right to veto that bill, send it back to them, and tell them to do better.
That's Governor DeSantis. And again, with a by memory, an accurate recollection of the Federalist. Oh, by the way, Chris Christie already has responded to President Trump from yesterday. This could be a tweet of the day, should it? No time. Let me just give you the tweet. It is another day, another lie from Donald Trump after getting called out for being an utter disgrace. If you want to talk, don't be a coward and lie about someone speaking in the audience. Show up at the debate and say it to my face. I'll be there waiting for you. Keep waiting and waiting and waiting, he includes on his tweet message. Really, they are going to debate Chris Christie's weight? Or Donald Trump's weight, for that matter. I think there are more important issues for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.